This is the Sakar Murli of the 3rd of July, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are wonderful actors in this unlimited play. This is an eternal play, and nothing in it can be changed. Question. Which deep secrets do only the wise, far-sighted children understand? Answer. The deep secrets of the incorporeal world and the beginning, middle, and end of the whole drama can only be understood by the far-sighted children. The full knowledge of the seed and the tree is in their intellects. They know that every soul is an actor in this unlimited play, and that they wear costumes to play their parts from the Golden Age to the Iron Age. No actor can return home midway. Song. You wasted the day in eating and the night in sleeping. Om Shanti. Your children heard the song. Some words in that song are right and others are wrong. No one remembers God in times of happiness. Sorrow definitely has to come. It is when there is sorrow that the Father has to come and give happiness. You sweetest children know that you are now studying for the land of happiness, the land of peace and the land of happiness. First there is liberation, then liberation in life. The land of peace is your home. No one plays a part there. When an actor goes home, he doesn't play a part there. A part is played on a stage. This too is a stage. Just as there are limited plays, so this is an unlimited play. No one except the Father can explain the secrets of its beginning, middle, and end. In fact, the words pilgrimage and war are only used in order to explain to you. There is no war, etc. here. The word pilgrimage is used, but in fact, it means remembrance. It is by continuously staying in remembrance that you will become pure. This pilgrimage will also end here. You don't have to go anywhere. It has been explained to you children that you have to become pure and then return home. Impure ones cannot go back home. Consider yourselves to be souls. I, a soul, am filled with a part for the whole cycle. This part is now ending. The Father gives advice. It is very easy. Remember me. Otherwise you sit here. You don't go anywhere. The Father comes and says, remember me and you will become pure. There is no war. You have to make yourself Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. It is Maya that has to be conquered. You children know that the cycle of 84 births has to end. Bharat was Satopradhan. There would definitely be human beings here. The earth will not change. You now know that you were Satopradhan, that you have become Tamopradhan, and that you have to become Satopradhan once again. Human beings call out to him to come and purify them. However, they don't know who he is or how he comes. Baba has now made you very sensible. You claim such a high status. Even the poor there were much more elevated than the wealthy here are. Later there were many big kings, and there was plenty of wealth, but they still indulged in vice. The ordinary subjects there, heaven, are a lot more elevated than they, the later kings, were. Baba is explaining the difference to you. When the shadow of Ravan falls on souls, they become impure. They call themselves impure in front of the idols of the viceless deities and bow down to them. When the Father comes here, he instantly elevates you. It is a matter of a second. The Father has now given each of you a third eye of this knowledge. You children are becoming far-sighted. Your intellects can remember the whole cycle of the drama, starting from the incorporeal world up above. When you go to see a limited drama, you can relate everything you saw. You can speak of everything because your intellect is filled with it. The soul fills himself up and then delivers it. Similarly, this is a matter of the unlimited. You children should keep your intellects filled with the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of this unlimited drama, which continues to repeat. If an actor is removed from a limited play, he can be replaced by another one. When someone falls ill, he is replaced with another. However, this drama is living. There cannot be the slightest change in this. You children know that you are souls. Those bodies are your costumes which you wear to perform your various parts. Your names, forms, lands, features all continue to change. Actors are aware of what they have to act. The Father continues to explain the secrets of the cycle to you children. You go from the Golden Age to this Iron Age. Then you go home and go down to play your parts anew. It takes time to explain the details of all of this. Although this knowledge is in the seed, it takes time to explain it. Your intellects are aware of all the secrets of the seed and the tree. In that too, those who are very wise understand that the seed of this tree is up above. They understand how the tree is created, sustained, and then destroyed. This is why the Trimurti has been portrayed. No human being can give the explanation that the Father gives. It is only when they come here that they can know about it. This is why you tell everyone to come here and understand. Some are very staunch in their own beliefs. Therefore they say that they don't want to listen to anything. Some listen to you. Some even buy your literature, whereas others don't. Your intellects have now become so broad, unlimited and far-sighted. You know about all three worlds. You know the supreme region, which is also called the incorporeal world. The subtle region is nothing. The whole connection is with the incorporeal world and the corporeal world. The subtle region only exists now for a short time. All souls have to come down here from up above to play their parts. This tree of all religions is number wise. This tree is of human beings. It is absolutely accurate. Nothing in it can take place earlier or later, nor can souls sit anywhere else. Souls stand up there in the Brahma element, just as stars hang in the sky. When those stars are seen from a distance, they seem to be tiny, but in fact they are large. However, souls neither become larger or smaller, nor can they ever be destroyed. You go to the Golden Age and then come into this Iron Age. You children know that you were in the golden age, and that you have now come into this iron age. There is no value left. No matter how much sparkle of Maya there is, it is still the golden age of Ravan, whereas that is God's golden age. People continue to speak of how there will be so much grain in 6 to 7 years. Don't even ask. Look what their plan is, and what the plan of you children is. The father says, my plan is to make the old new. You just have the one plan. You know that you are claiming your inheritance by following the father's Srimat. Baba shows you the way. He gives you Srimat and the direction to stay in remembrance. There is the word direction. The father doesn't speak in Sanskrit. He only explains in Hindi. There are so many languages. There are also interpreters who listen to what is said and then translate it. Many people know Hindi and English. They study them. However, the mothers who look after their homes don't study that much. Nowadays, when people learn English abroad, they continue to speak English, even when they come back here, and they can't even speak Hindi. When they go home, they start speaking to their mothers in English. Their poor mothers become confused because they don't know English. Then they have to learn broken Hindi. In the Golden Age, there was one kingdom and one language. That is being established once again. Keep it in your intellects how the world cycle turns every 5,000 years. You now have to stay in remembrance of the One Father. You have a lot of time here. In the morning, after bathing, etc., you can enjoy yourself a great deal by going for a walk. Just remember internally how all of us are actors. You now have this awareness. Baba has told us the secrets of the cycle of 84 births. We were Satopradhan. This is a matter of great happiness. Human beings keep moving around. They have no income, whereas you earn a great deal. Keep the cycle in your intellects and also continue to remember the Father. Baba shows you many good ways to earn an income. When children don't churn the ocean of this knowledge, Maya causes their intellects a lot of disturbance. Maya troubles them. Think about how you have gone around the cycle, how you took this many births in the Golden Age and then continued to come down. You now have to become Satopradhan once again. Baba has said, remember me and you will become Satopradhan. Keep the remembrance of Baba in your intellects while walking and moving around, and the disturbances of Maya will end, and you will experience a great deal of benefit. Even though a couple may come here together, each of them has to make his and her own individual effort to claim a high status. There is a lot of pleasure in coming here alone, because you can concentrate on yourself. If there is another person with you, your intellect would be pulled here and there. It is very easy here. There are gardens everywhere. If an engineer saw them, he would think about how he could create a bridge here or there. He would constantly be thinking about what he could do. Plans emerge in the intellect. The intellects of even those who are sitting at home should be connected there. Adopt this habit and just constantly think about this. You have to study and also carry on with your business. the old, the young, the children, etc., all have to become pure. Each soul has a right to claim his inheritance from the Father. It is very good to sow this seed in your children in their childhood. No one else can teach this spiritual knowledge. This is your spiritual knowledge that the Father teaches you when he comes. In other schools you receive worldly knowledge, and the other knowledge is that of the scriptures. This knowledge is spiritual, which God is teaching you. No one else knows about this. This is called spiritual knowledge, which the Spirit comes and teaches you. It cannot be given any other name. The Father himself comes and teaches this. These are the versions of God. God only comes once at this time and explains to us. This is called spiritual knowledge. The knowledge of the scriptures is different from this knowledge. You know that one type of knowledge is that of worldly colleges, etc. The second is the religious knowledge of the scriptures, and the third is this spiritual knowledge. No matter how great those doctors of philosophy may be, they too only know things of the scriptures. This knowledge of yours is totally separate. Only the spiritual Father, who is the Father of all souls, teaches this spiritual knowledge. His praise is the ocean of peace, happiness, etc. The praise of Krishna is completely distinct from his. It is human beings who have virtues and defects that people speak about. You know the accurate praise of the Father. Those people simply sing like parrots without understanding the meaning of the words. The Father advises you children how you can make progress. Continue to make effort and you will continue to become strong. Then, while you are working in your office, you will have that remembrance and awareness of God. There has been the awareness of Maya for half a cycle. The Father now sits here and explains these things to you accurately. Look at yourselves and see what you were and what you have now become. Baba is once again making us into those deities. Only you children understand this number-wise, according to the efforts you make. At first there was only Bharat. The Father only comes in Bharat to play his part. You belong to the original eternal deity religion. You have to become pure, otherwise you will come later. What happiness will you receive then? If you haven't done that much devotion, you will not come. It would be understood that so-and-so is not going to take that much of this knowledge. You can understand this. A lot of effort is made, yet scarcely a few emerge. Nevertheless, you mustn't become tired. You have to make effort. You cannot receive anything without making effort. Subjects continue to be created. Baba gives you a method for you to make progress. He says, children, if you want to make progress, then, after bathing in the morning, go for a walk in solitude or sit down somewhere. Walking is good for your health. You will be able to remember Baba, and the secrets of the drama will remain in your intellects. There is so much income to earn. This is your true income. Once you have finished earning that income, think about earning this income. Nothing here is difficult. Baba has seen how some people write their life histories. Today I woke up at this time, then I did this, etc. They think that those who read that later will learn something from it. People read biographies of eminent people. They write for children so that they can also have a good nature. You children now have to make effort to become Satopradhan. You have to claim your kingdom of that Satopradhan world once again. You know that you claim your kingdom every cycle and then lose it. All of this is in your intellects. That is a new world. This is new knowledge for that new religion. Therefore, you sweetest children are told, make effort quickly. There is no guarantee for your life. Nowadays, death is very easy. There won't be such death in the land of immortality. Here people die just while sitting down doing nothing. This is why you have to continue to make effort and accumulate your accounts. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Adopt the habit of keeping your intellect busy in churning this knowledge. Whenever you have time, go and sit in solitude and churn the ocean of this knowledge. Remember the Father and accumulate your true income. 2. Become far-sighted and understand this unlimited play accurately. Observe the parts of all actors as a detached observer. Blessing. May you constantly move forward as an elevated soul with the blessing of sweetness. Sweetness is such a special virtue that it makes any bitter ground sweet. Give anyone sweet drishti for a few moments. Speak a few sweet words and you will be able to make that soul feel fulfilled. Just a few moments of sweet drishti and a few sweet words will change the world for that soul. A couple of sweet words from you will become instrumental for that soul to change for all time. Therefore, constantly, always keep the blessing of sweetness with you. Remain constantly sweet and make everyone sweet. Slogan. Remain happy in every situation and you will understand all secrets. Avyakt signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. When all your thoughts become quiet, and there is just the one Father and you, when only the thought of the experience of this meeting stays with you, then you accumulate the power of thought and your yoga becomes powerful. For this, imbibe the powers to merge and to pack up. Apply a full break to your thoughts, not a weak one. If it takes longer than a second, it means the power to merge is weak. Om Shanti.